This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The next time somebody tells you public policy is just for policy wonks, send them a link to this next story to set them straight. There was record flooding in Missouri around New Year, especially in and around St. Louis. Floodwaters caused hundreds of millions of dollars in damage to both homes and businesses. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum has this story now on public policy decisions and what they mean for regular people.
On a particularly chilly afternoon before New Year's Day, residents of Pacific, Missouri got in their cars and drove to a hilltop park. What they saw was startling. Floodwaters from the Merrimack River submerged a big chunk of the city's residential neighborhoods and an even larger swath of the business district. About 7,000 people live in Pacific, and from this vantage point, residents saw floodwaters overtake scores of homes, restaurants, and a historic opera house that's now an event center. Carolyn Davis has lived in Pacific for a long time.
It breaks your heart a little bit. So, you know, you're looking at landmarks that have never been under, you know, the Opera House, our florist shop that's been there forever, you know, restaurants and families and people. It's just crazy.
The flood swept through St. Louis and Franklin counties after heavy rains, leaving some to chalk up the natural disaster to an act of God. But Bob Criss, a professor of earth sciences at Washington University in St. Louis, says people shouldn't escape responsibility.
I do not believe this has got to be a perfect world for us to not be stupid. These are floodplain areas. They are well mapped. People realize the risk of these areas.
Criss has studied flooding in the St. Louis area for years. He's critical of how some communities erected levees, artificial embankments aimed at stopping a river from overflowing. Criss contends these structures mess up how rivers flow. They may block water from flowing into one community only to be pushed into another. And Criss says cities behind levees converted floodplains into large residential and retail developments.
We just have to avoid putting more buildings in harm's way.
Those buildings took away grassy fields to soak up water. Criss says this leads to more destructive flooding.
There is nothing mysterious about what's going on. It only mystifies people that have a peculiar point of view.
Missouri Governor Jay Nixon says the recent flooding had nothing to do with dikes, dams, or levees.
It happened because of a unique weather pattern, dropped over 10 inches of rain in a short period of time in hill country with thin soil. And when that happens, you're going to have floods.
Still, some government officials say there are lessons here. John Posey is the director of research for East-West Gateway. It manages big projects throughout the St. Louis region. He says it is possible to protect existing development and prevent future flooding.
When you have an area that's already populated, a place like a historic downtown or a place with a lot of businesses, it's really difficult for me to try to second-guess that decision. What I think is important is to hang on to the floodplain that we've got.
One way to do that is to take advantage of federal programs that move places and people off floodplains. Republican Congressman Rodney Davis says that happened a lot in his home district in Illinois, just across the border from Missouri, and it paid dividends.
Illinois has taken advantage of moving these structures out of the watershed, and we have then less damages, less structural damages on the Illinois side than I believe you do on the Missouri side.
St. Louis residents are still picking up the pieces from the flood and frigid temperatures. But if they decide to move to higher ground, it could provide more space for floodwaters to go and a little more breathing room for residents of Missouri's river cities. In St. Louis, I'm Jason Rosenbaum for Marketplace.